Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Episode 86, Home Cooking Sports Podcast. Got Cope in the building. Got Mel in the building. Got Los in the building. Got Rick in the building. Say what's up to the people.
What up?
What's good? Yo,
yo. New year. Cowboys do it again. Pissed me the hell off. In the playoffs. By now, everybody's done seen it. So we're going to get to that. But what I'm going to do now, as the Rams and Cardinals game is going on, Rams are currently up by 20 in the fourth quarter. So what we're going to do is just look at the upcoming matchups. Saturday, 4:30, Cincinnati at Tennessee. Derrick Henry is back. 8:15, 49ers at Packers. Saturday night, 8:15. I believe that's on Fox. Sunday, the winner of Cardinals and Rams. Looks like the Rams are going to win at Tampa Bay. It's a 3 o'clock game on Sunday. And then the 6:30 game, Bills at Chiefs. That should be a good one, too. So those are our upcoming matchups. Like I said, Cardinals and Rams are playing right now. Rams are up by 20, so it's looking like the Rams are going to win. Where do we start? A couple of blowouts. Let's start with the first game, the Raiders and the Bengals. I was impressed with Joe Burrow once again. He seems like he lived for the moment. Even though they were the home team, I think there was pressure on the Bengals because they've had a pretty long playoff drought as far as wins go. But I was impressed with them. the Raiders, they looked okay. I thought they would get a little bit more from Josh Jacobs, but the Bengals pretty much bottled him up. Anything stand out to y'all with the Bengals and the Raiders game?
I didn't really see that. I didn't see that game. Can't speak on that one.
Joe Burrow is very poised. Looks very comfortable in these type of positions. I mean, I know he's still got a young career, but he's lived up to the hype so far. I really do feel like he has. And, I mean, he's playing so well. People forget that, you know, he blew his knee out, and he came back early off of that this year. Been very productive. Got the team rallying behind him. So, you know, when you got a team that believes in you, you're going to get success from that.
Yeah.
The coach is young as hell.
Right.
But I think, I don't know, Joe Burrow, he has a 10-year veteran type swag when he's out there playing. They look good. They got a tough one though. Definitely got a tough one coming up. But and the Raiders, I mean, I'm kudos to them for, you know, fighting through everything that they dealt with this year, but still a weird team. And I mean, they did lose some pieces because of shenanigans and everything else, but they did make the playoffs. Bengals Chargers would have been real interesting, I think. But, you know, it just didn't happen that way. But Raiders is still kind of a weird team, although they made the playoffs. So
all right. Then let's move on to Philly, Tampa Bay. I turned it off after the first half, so I'm gonna let Rick speak on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What stood out? I mean, you think it was this a statement game for y'all, or y'all think this was just a warm up for the next game?
This one here, from the physicality standpoint, I think it was a statement game, okay. Just from how physical the corners was. especially Dean himself. Like, he really stepped up that game. I don't know if it was like because the Philly's receivers was kind of small and their team like small and shifty, but yeah, they was kind of like bullying them.
Right.
Especially on defense.
Yeah, after that first half, I just turned it off, man, because they was teeing off on Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, what you supposed to do, man? It's playoffs. You
finding out name now. All these missing pieces. See what they can do.
What's up with Fournette?
He hurt his
calf.
Calf? Something with his leg. Him and Rojo hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Gio Bernard and what's his name? Keyshawn Vaughn. Mm-hmm. Third round pick for Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What other games? I'm gonna say the Cowboys game for last, because I got a lot to say. ain't much to say about Patriots and Bills.
Patriots stink. We always thought they were. Matt Jones is a fucking bum. You know, pull this out of his ass. They stink. The receivers are ass.
Who was that tight end they paid 80 million?
Hunter Henry.
Yeah. I'm about to say it was two of them.
Yeah, Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
Jonnu Smith. He only had 238 yards. Yeah, he got 80 million. Mm-hmm. The whole season. He had 238 yards. I just saw the other day.
God damn.
I think on like 29 receptions. No bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah,
they
I feel like at one point, the Patriots, as far as coaching and stuff, they were like, oh, no, we got another Brady in the making, so he's going to make these receivers good, and he's going to make these tight ends better than what they are. And he's not that type of quarterback. He's a solid quarterback, but he's not going to elevate.
He's just a game man.
He's not going to elevate like Brady used to elevate receivers on that scene.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to find like a true one receiver for him, and probably a true running back, because I mean they still doing running back by committee, which is cool, but it's better to have just that one dog.
And the one thing that Patriots used to be able to hang their hats on was defense, and their defense has been shaky.
It's been like up and down. Like one game they look great, J.C. Jackson, then they Judon, they'll be all back there like making a lot of plays, and then it just be them games where they just don't show up at all. What the fuck is going on to try to a top tier defense?
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak about that. We Cowboys. I can't speak about that.
Hold on, Gardo. I looked it up. It was a $50 million contract. He had 29 receptions for 294. One touchdown.
Wow.
Robbery.
Yeah, the Jonnu one was weird to me because he wasn't that great in Tennessee to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then Henry was injury prone, Hunter Henry, so I don't know. I didn't understand either one, but you know. Belichick was trying to make a splash because they said that he never did before. So
I guess he's trying to go back to when he had Hernandez and Gronk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was looking for that Gronk Aaron Hernandez.
That's what I'm saying, Hernandez.
Uh-huh. Yep. That did not work. Wow. Paul George and Kawhi posted at the Rams game like they're not hurt. That's okay.
You see Jay-Z right there? He looks dirty as hell.
He don't even look like a nigga with money.
No, he don't. He looks like a scrub.
He looks like a scrub. Yeah, like a hobo that you'll see on the street trying to sell you paintings or something.
He definitely don't look like he watched. He said paints.
Steelers and Chiefs. I think this was just a warm-up game for them.
Hey, everybody that mother knew that Chiefs were going to beat the shot to Steelers. Then what made me laugh even harder is when Juju Smith-Schuster is coming back this game.
What's wrong with his shape up?
Come on, man. Christian Kirk.
Oh, my God. Hey, I got to take a picture of this, right? That's going to be wild.
looked like he had forehead surgery. You know what I'm saying?
He was having a helmet on too much.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna lie, it's a small confession. When TJ Watt got that fumble and recovered, I was like,
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City quickly came to an erase that.
Yeah. Like,
nah. That ain't gonna happen.
They weren't supposed to be in there anyway.
Right. When they turned all the way up after that.
Yep. And the Chiefs are nasty, bro. I knew they was gonna turn back up, but goodness, they look good. Yeah. They going right back. I don't think the Bills can't stop them.
I think if Trey White playing, I think they might.
Oh, no. What was his injury, Rick? I can't even remember what his injury was.
So Trey White?
Yeah.
He out for the season?
I thought so. I got to check.
Damn. I feel, they definitely
I feel
going
like
to
he tore his ACL.
Oh, yeah, he done.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go ahead and talk about 49ers and Cowboys. 49ers win 23-17. I was worried about our offense, and I was right. We got to figure out how to fix this shit because McCarthy's our coach, his second year. Before that, we had Jason Garrett. And everybody put a lot of blame, including myself, on Jason Garrett. Well-deserved, I think. But in my opinion, the offense doesn't look that much different from when we had Jason Garrett. We put up a lot of points on sorry teams. Teams that are good or middle of the pack, we may or may not beat them. Teams who are above average, we can't score. We had a hard time scoring against the Chiefs. We got into a shootout with the Raiders. Even though the Broncos aren't good, we couldn't really score against them until the fourth quarter. We went back and forth with the Patriots and the Chargers. So, we went 6-0 against the NFC East. We have to figure out what is the problem. It takes us so long to get started.
We don't really have identity because we don't really have our identity. We don't know what we want to come out there and do in the game plan. We don't know if we want to come out. Be a passing team. We don't know if we want to come out and run the ball. We don't know if we want to have two running back sets with Zeke and Paula switching it up. We don't have no identity. We need to stick to a fucking game plan. Like, I don't know. That's what I can see. I take from it. We don't come out with no true game plan. It's like, okay, well, let's run up the middle. Okay, well, that didn't work. Let's try to throw out route to CeeDee Lamb or out route to Amari Cooper. Like, oh, that's not work. Let's put Pollard in. Like, we don't really have no, I don't know. They weird. My team is weird.
Yeah. It's just like, I just feel like there's no urgency. Like, they just, I don't know, man. Like, with the talent we have at receiver, we got a decent tight end. But even when we had a really good offensive line, we still at times would struggle to score. We end up settling for field goals. And it's just, I don't get it, man. I really don't get it with this team. And, you know, we can change coaches all we want to, but at some point, like, I don't know. Is it like a philosophy with the team? Like, what is it? Why we just can't score points consistently. Like, putting 40 and 50 points on the Giants and Washington football team does not impress me, especially not this season. I don't know, man. I don't get it. And, you know, we put so much on Micah Parsons' plate because of how well he did during the season. But at the end of the day, he's a rookie. We got, you know, 3, 4, 5 year players that's playing on defense who act like they don't know what's happening or disappearing. DeMarcus Lawrence, like, he disappeared.
He's been a bum.
Disappeared. Like, it's one of those things, man. The players get that big contract and then they just stop playing. Stop
playing. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
I don't know. It's one of those things where I really can't even enjoy the regular season because when it comes playoff time, it's like, damn, man. Like, we don't have no type of home field advantage. Like, when the 49ers was scoring touchdowns and getting sacks, I heard a bunch of people cheering. It's like, it's almost like a neutral field. I don't know, man. Don't know.
Amari Cooper's stealing money. I just looked at his stats for this season. It's bad. He only got 100-yard game. That was versus Minnesota. He had 64 yards. He had 18. Wait, he had 8 yards versus the Giants? 18 versus the Cardinals? Philly, 26, 24. Chargers. Oh, he had 200-yard games. He had 139 versus the Bucks. Your boy's stealing money. He usually squeezes out a 1,000-yard season. Yeah, 865.
Yeah.
Is Cooper the real true number one?
In my opinion, he's not. I've never really seen him as a true number one. I would rather see CeeDee Lamb in that number one spot. Another thing too. Like we draft CeeDee Lamb and it's like they don't find ways to get him the ball.
Mm-hmm. And stop putting him on punt return.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why do they continuously do that? Why stop doing that? Like, you put him on punt return, and then he come right back in the offense. Like,
hey, he had an 1,100-yard season. Shit, so he was y'all number one. Yeah. I can't believe Amari was that bad.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, but honestly, I really don't even think it's the receiver. I think it's the scheme that we run. Like, we don't find ways to get our players the ball. Like, if you really look at our offense, and our offense is so basic. It has been like that for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, look at all the good receivers in the NFL, right? Look at Jamar Chase. Look at Cooper Kupp. Look at Devontae Adams. Them niggas be getting double teamed, bro. And they still find a way to get the ball. We can't get our niggas the ball in single coverage. Like, I really don't think it's the players, because when Amari was with the Raiders, with them bum ass quarterbacks that they had, he was still getting, you know what I'm saying? He was still getting the ball. Mm-hmm. We be having a hard time getting him the ball. I don't know, man.
The thing that I like with what's his name? I can't even think. Matt LaFleur with Devontae. I'll say he moves Devontae around a lot. Devontae he be in the slot sometimes. He'll catch it out the backfield sometimes. Like, he moves him around, especially if y'all starting to double team him. Shit, I seen Devontae get triple teamed before and still got the ball.
Yeah.
That was in Baltimore. That was the joint where I don't know if y'all saw the press conference where he pulled out his phone. He was like, y'all talking about this play right here? He had 3 people on him. Still caught it.
Say, man, do it come to it being that? Just trying to get it to certain people during certain times?
Yo, this nigga Dak, bro. That interception he threw was awful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how he did that shit. But you know what it is, though? Because I was looking at the stats. CeeDee Lamb had one catch for 21 yards. But he had 2 catches called back off of offensive holding.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit happens a lot, too. Man, we spend a lot of time trying to fight off of 2nd and 15, 2nd and 20, 3rd and 21. Like, this shit happens all the time, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. But
so what's the problem with that?
It comes down to mental mistakes. Like I said, I don't know what they're doing in practice, but I don't know. It's hard for me to say exactly what it is, but there is a problem, and it's not just this year. It's been an ongoing thing since we've had McCarthy, Jason Garrett, Wade Phillips. Like, it's been an ongoing issue. Like, these problems that we're having are the same problems that we had with Romo. Shit, we had, if you probably look up when Bill Parcells was our head coach, we had a lot of penalties then. Like, it's just, I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't know if it's a philosophy thing. I don't know if it's just at the Cowboys, because I have heard other players who play for the Cowboys say that the Cowboys don't practice hard. And that's one of their issues. Like, their practices are lackadaisical. I want to see who I'm trying to. Some player said that. I forgot who it was. But they said he was a free agent. We brought him in, and he was like, he was kind of surprised at how lax the practice was. Like, they, like, basically saying Bama's don't go hard in practice is basically what he was saying for the Cowboys.
I just looked up the quote. It was Terrence Newman.
Wow. Wasn't he unhappy too when he was there?
Yeah. And you know what, though? It might be something to it, because when we let Terrence Newman go, we thought he was done. He goes to the Bengals.
Dog for Cincinnati, yeah.
And he was dogging shit.
He said, this is what he said. He said, like I said, I just don't know if you heard me, but I think that's the thing. Kind of let go. But he said, damn. Hold on, they got this quote all over the place. But oh, he said, we go hard in practice, but maybe our intensity needs to go up a little bit. We got to do that as players and not just worry about the coaches.
Man.
He said they go a lot in different directions. They don't really know what's happening, and the players need to police themselves. That is, damn, that's not good.
Yeah. It's not. I'm saying, I can't even be mad at that, because, like I said, when he was with us, we thought he was done. We thought Newman was done, so they let him go, and he goes to Cincinnati and he's cooking shit. And he was old. He was old too. He was like in his 30s. He was cooking shit, and then he went to Minnesota and had a good season. And then after that, he kind of went on the down trail. But with us, it was like he was supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, he was really fast, but he wasn't getting interceptions. That's because our defensive scheme was so stupid. He was running a 3-4. I think it's the coaching thing. I think a coach like Bill Parcells, the reason why it didn't work is because, well, the main thing was Parcells didn't want to sign T.O. And Jerry Jones basically said, nah, we signing him. So he didn't like that. And then I think that took the turn. So after Parcells, was Wade Phillips our coach after Parcells?
Mm-hmm.
So with Wade Phillips, he's a D coordinator. He's a head coach, but he's not like a disciplinarian or like a dude that's going to yell. He's more easygoing. So we bring him in. Jason Garrett's our offensive coordinator, because after Parcells left, Sean Payton left. And then the team is doing okay. We start losing. Wade Phillips, all of a sudden on the hot seat, and then Jerry Jones says, well, nah, he's not. He's our coach. And then he gives Jason Garrett, our offensive coordinator, head coach money. He pays him like he's a head coach. So if you Wade Phillips, why the hell would you want to still coach this team when it's clear that you already want me out the door? You paying the offensive coordinator like he's the head coach. Mm-hmm. They fire Wade Phillips. Jason Garrett comes along, and then we've been mediocre as shit. Two playoff games under Jason Garrett. We fire him, and now we got McCarthy. So basically what I'm saying is we need a coach that's going to come in and get on players' asses about penalties, mental mistakes. We don't have that. We haven't had that since Parcells. And as much as I like T.O. on our team, as much as T.O. did, he scored a lot of touchdowns, and he was a beast on our team. I think that somebody like that, with a big personality like that, Parcells just wasn't rocking with that. So I think that wasn't going to work. But a coach like Mike Tomlin, somebody who can come in and just like, you know, hold people accountable, somebody like Belichick, somebody that's like, you know, I don't care how much money you're getting paid. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do, we're going to sit your ass down. That's what we need.
Well, Bruce Arians, slap your side of the head.
Right. Bruce Arians, so AB, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Then he slapped Adrian Adams in his helmet. I think he was about to commit a penalty yesterday.
Yeah, he smacked the shit out of him, too.
So I'm saying, bro, we need somebody like that, man. Like, I mean, ain't nobody going to be, you know what I'm saying, scared of the coaches. You know what I'm saying? They all grown men, but it's somebody they know, all right, man, like, fuck it, man. Like, coach here, like, chill out for a little bit.
That's what I get paid to do. Taking my money away, man. Taking my job away.
Yeah. I don't know, man. We signed McCarthy for like a 5-year deal. Something stupid like that.
He ain't getting fired, bro. Y'all stuck with him for at least another season, maybe two.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. People saying that. Fire the coach. Like, we're not firing. It's not going to happen.
You're not firing a coach that went 12-5, bro, regardless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not happening.
But his time management and preparation got to get better, man. But you see, the thing that y'all experiencing, what we already experienced in Green Bay, like, y'all had never heard the rumor. I thought we talked about this shit. When I first got him, I told you the nigga used to get massages during practice. I told y'all that.
Who, McCarthy?
Yeah, he used to be getting massages during practice. That's the type of nigga we dealing with, bro. Wild as shit. And hand jobs and shit during practice. Because you know one, a regular massage, man.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it all comes down to, I mean, what you all pretty much said, accountability and discipline. Like, you got to be held accountable, you know what I'm saying, for leading the league in penalties. Like you need to be addressed for some shit like that. And that it didn't happen. Mm. It never happened. Because if it did, if it would have happened, it wouldn't happen in a playoff game, man. It's just like ain't nobody being taken serious. So all them practice rumors, I believe that, because you practice working on not getting them type of penalties, you know, false starts, neutral zone infractions, holdings. Like, these are all
defensive holding. Like, what the fuck?
Defensive hold, like, all of that shit. Like we got defensive linemen doing defensive holding. Like, how does that work? You know what I'm saying? It's just, it comes down to discipline and accountability. And those who usually come from up top, you know what I'm saying? Like, we really need somebody who's a leader of men. You know what I'm saying? And the team knows that. Like, I don't think the team has ever taken any of the head coaches seriously. Probably since Jimmy Johnson, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, until that happens, we're not going to get no better. Like, I know. Dak is basically like an average quarterback who can have some above average games. But like, with the right coaching, we should have been able to at least get a playoff victory one the last several times we've been in the playoffs. But it just don't happen that way. It starts with up top. It may even start with Jerry Jones, because I feel like Jerry Jones needs somebody in position that he can feel like he can intervene in and make decisions with. But he really just needs to just sit back and stay out of the way.
And be an owner. The fuck?
So until that happens, which it ain't, we might be just keep lip spinning in this Ferris wheel.
I mean, when it comes to Jerry Jones, it's like his problem is favoritism and nepotism. So when Jerry Jones, you know what I'm saying, departs, when he passes away, his son is taking over. And then best believe Stephen Jones, his kid's gonna be in the front office. When Jerry falls in love with a player, he makes sure that they come back to the Cowboys in some capacity.
Yeah.
Jason Garrett was a backup.
I don't think Steven's gonna be like him though, real talk.
I hope not.
I think he got more sense than him. Yeah, you're right.
I think he does, because I remember they said Jerry Jones really wanted Johnny Manziel, and Steven told him.
Talked him out of that. I remember that.
So he had to grab a little draft card out of his hand, told him no.
This nigga wanted a crackhead.
Right. If we would have drafted Johnny Manziel, like, no. But, yeah, so I'm hoping Steven does have a little bit more sense. But, like I said, with Jerry, you know, he brought in Jason Garrett as an offensive coordinator. And he loved Jason Garrett because Jason Garrett was the backup for Troy Aikman. So that was one of his players, so he loved them. And he kept him, and he kept Jason Garrett on way too long as a head coach.
Years.
Yeah, way too long.
Years of mediocrity.
And then when players are past their prime, he don't let them go or do what he needs to do. He keeps them on way too long. And then players that probably got something left in the tank, he let them go.
He let them go.
Like DeMarcus Ware. I still don't know why he let DeMarcus Ware go.
No reason.
For no reason. And he goes and gets Super Bowl.
The very next season.
Power, bro. Abuse of power, bro. That's all that was. So that man, make a decision by a certain time. We have decisions, and it is what it is. Right, that's power, but you keep bringing Sherm smoking ass Randy Gregory back every fucking season, every year. You cut Jalen Smith. I don't know why. I still don't know why he got cut.
I'd have kept him.
He would have helped us.
That was some contract shit.
Yeah, but he already got paid though. Like, what the fuck? That's y'all fault.
He was gonna get paid even more next year.
Yeah, it was a clause in that jump where they could cut him, and they dodged a rack of money.
He still was a free agent though for a minute.
Who picked him up? He played for the Giants.
Picked up and dropped several times. The Packers, then the Giants.
Yeah, I said we picked him up, and he was like, "Nope."
I think then the Packers picked him up like one game. Practice squad.
One game. He was like, "Nah."
He's like, man, that's messed up. Like, he's one of the prolific linebackers for, I'm saying, speed.
Two seasons.
Yeah, but I thought he made his name after that, but it looks like he didn't.
I just don't understand cutting him in the middle of the season. And then if you watch the game, you know what I'm saying? He could have made some plays in the game on Sunday.
Exactly.
Vander Esch is not it, bro. I will give him his props.
They kept slicing Vander Esch for tackling fucking Debo. Like, isn't that what you're supposed to do? Like, you're a fucking linebacker, bro. You should be smashing him.
Hey, like, just spell that man's name wrong.
Damn,
it's Cowboy staff. Yeah. I think the S and the C was like switched up.
Yeah, man, I'm just looking like, you know, 2 years ago, we got a W against the Seahawks in the playoffs, and I really thought this year we was gonna, you know, be able to get a couple of wins, but
I thought we was gonna get at least one.
Yeah, I thought we was gonna get one. But it is what it is, man. We got a lot of players that's going to be free agents upcoming too. The one that can walk like right now is Connor Williams, the offensive lineman. Like, he get on my fucking nerves, bro. Like, he has so many holding penalties.
We honestly need to draft linemen because our linemen are getting old. That the heyday of the perfect O-line that we once had, that shit is over.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we need to be drafting, in my opinion. O lineman, start all over again. As far as that aspect goes. But yeah, like Lo said, and y'all said too, the sense of urgency for offense in the beginning, and the identity. Like, what are we going to do? Are we going to establish the run no matter what? Are we going to establish the pass no matter what? Don't get out there and just guess. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it was doing. It was like, let's try this and see if it works. Like, no, you need to come out with a game plan. But they couldn't do that all season.
It's a lack of creativity. There's no creativity.
You can honestly watch our games and kind of tell, like, oh, we're about to pass or we're about to run. You know, it's like, and if I can do that just as a spectator, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think somebody who's really studying film and all of that is going to see when they're out there playing against you? They're going to know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. What bothers me more than anything is the fact that if you look at our since Dak has been quarterback, shit, you can even go back to when Romo was quarterback. Our playoff losses, a lot of them, we were at home. Uh-huh. That's the shit that bothers me. Like, teams coming to our stadium and whooping our ass, like, that shit should not happen, man. That shit should not happen, bro.
And it's due to our inconsistency. Like, we've never been, like, consistently good in the playoffs at home or anything like that. Of course, this is after the dynasty years. So it's like people don't fear going into Dallas. Like who wants to go on the road to Green Bay? Gonna be cold as shit. You know the fans gonna be jumping. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a place you don't want to go to. Seattle when they was booming, Legion of Boom. Who wanted to go to Seattle and play a playoff game? Nobody.
When New Orleans was good.
When New Orleans, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like you have teams. You're like, man, let's try not to get there. But with mm-hmm. us, it's like, oh, okay, Dallas, no problem.
Yeah, San Francisco. They was the 49ers. They was talking shit before the game. All of them. Man. It was like. Shit, all right, let's do it. But there was no, there was nothing like.
Right, Bosa came out and was like, yeah, their O line is good, but they're beatable. You know what I'm saying? And what did he come out and do? Beat the shit out of the O line. So.
And they don't blitz or nothing. They got a front four. That's it. They don't blitz or anything unless, of course, you know, we third and 20 something or whatever game on the line, they go sit in the house. But still, outside of that, they don't blitz, bro. Their base formation has nothing to do with nobody's blitzing, bro. That's the front fours. And for us not to even game plan against that, knowing they're not really a heavy blitzing team, they designed some shit just to get, you know, other niggas open underneath for, I don't know. I hate this. I hate that team. Like, I hate it. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Anybody else would have picked that apart. Like, okay, only rush the front four. You're going to try, you know what I'm saying? Do something creative, something. Maybe we could have started doing some jet sweeps. You know what I'm saying? Like, something, like.
Jet sweeps. As I always say, I've been saying it to Carter all year. Our RPO offense that we used to run, that joint is dead and gone. I don't know where it went. But, like, we used to run that heavy and get major success off of that.
It's because Dak is so indecisive in the pocket, bro. It takes him forever to decide, okay, I'm going to run. Mm-hmm. By the time he decides I'm going to run, the linebackers.
The nigga was doing his ass. That nigga's right. On his ass. I'm like, bro, why you're fast, right? Not fast, but you know what I'm saying? He's not water Romo. Down. Like
he throw water.
Yeah. He takes too long to make a decision, bro. He holds the ball too long. He tries to spin out, and then a D lineman is waiting for him, bro. Like, so many times yesterday, I was like, yo, throw the ball. Like, if it's not there, get out the pocket or just throw it away. Like, he, like, sometimes, like, he's so weird, bro. Like, sometimes he'll look like a rookie. Then sometimes he'll look like a vet. Like, in all in the same game. Like, I don't know. Like, when he came in as a rookie, he didn't play like a rookie. But now he's playing like a rookie now. Maybe it's because the team that he walked into was ready-made. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because Romo got hurt. But the shit is just weird, bro. Anyway,
so you got to take over with the team. Like the team start through him.
Maybe. I don't know, man.
The team, I mean, it used to, and I feel like it always started when we were good. It's always been the running game.
The running always. Back, yeah.
Always.
That's when we were good. Always. Like, you know what I'm saying? Zeke and Dak's rookie year. Man, the running game was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Until they got down play to the action. End. Yeah.
Play actions and everything. Now we can't do that because Zeke's a fucking bum. And the offensive line is, they're old now. Like,
yeah.
They're old. Tyron Smith, he needs to go ahead and retire. We need to go ahead and cut him. Like, go ahead and draft his replacement, bro. Nigga has all types of back issues. Like,
yeah, I mean, if you think about our teams that were good in the last few years, shit, you can go back to when we had Marion Barber, Felix Jones, DeMarco Murray. We fucked up. I let him go. We should never let him go. Who was DeMarco Murray backup?
Yeah, I had Thomas Jones, one of two back then. Felix Jones.
Yeah, Felix Jones.
It was Felix Jones, never mind him, man.
Marion Barber. Who was DeMarco Murray's backup?
Because one of them was kind of fast, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was Felix.
Was it Felix?
For a little while.
DeMarco's back, I can't even remember, Carter. I ain't even
lying. Wasn't it Marion Barber and Felix Jones?
Well, they were together, I think.
Both of them, right?
Yeah. Then we lost Barber. We had DeMarco.
They didn't pick up old ass Thomas Jones, did they?
For what, like one season? Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, man, we had DeMarco Murray though, man. He was
killing. The whole line was killing. You know what I'm saying?
You know, all them niggas was fresh, young.
Mm-hmm.
Cause we ran DeMarco Murray into the ground. But I mean, he still had a decent year when he went to Tennessee though.
Yeah, he had it.
We probably let him go like two seasons too early. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's official. The Rams have won, so they headed to Tampa.
Yeah.
What you think about that, Red? What you looking for with them Rams? Oh, Matthew Stafford gets his first playoff win.
It's like 13 years in the league.
You trying to give him another L.
This should be a good game, though.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a closer game, like how the last game was, but. I don't know. We got them key pieces missing. Like I can do without
Dunbar.
Chris Godwin. That hurt.
Yeah, you're right.
Godwin not being there, especially with him blocking, him being physical, and just him being all over the field.
Yeah, I think Godwin y'all best route runner. So that one hurts.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Mike Evans, he'll get open. He'll get some separation, beat you downfield, but in the middle, nah, you need Chris Godwin.
And of course,
if
Fournette not
100%, that's huge. That's going to hurt. So I don't know how this game going to go. I think it's going to be closer. I think the defense is going to step up a lot. But offense, Brady's got to control the game. Don't turn the ball over. Okay. He only threw one touchdown. And that was that John on the – who caught that? Was it AB?
Mm-hmm.
I think AB caught that one touchdown he threw. So other than that, yeah, that was it. I don't know if Gronk was there though.
Yeah, Gronk was out for a little stretch because was it his back or something else?
Yeah, he was out. I don't think he played that game either. So yeah, I don't know. It depends on how. I don't know. Depends on the game plan. They're gonna stick to try and run the ball, do short passes with the running backs. But yeah, if they don't control the time, then yeah, I think we might go home. But we already gonna be home. Yeah, we're gonna pack our bags and go around the corner somewhere. Yeah, hopefully. It's gonna be a close one. I gave it like 21-24 or something like that. Whoever take it, it's gonna be something like that.
Big Donald, that's what y'all got to worry about.
Yeah, I said Jensen, he was hurt, but he came back, so hopefully he good.
It's just Tristan Wirfs. If Tristan Wirfs don't play, I think y'all done.
If he hurt, Von Miller going to have a breakout game.
Yeah.
Because Bonzi Wells or whatever his name is, he can't hold him. He can't hold him.
Yeah.
Then either one, you're going to have to double up and put Gronk over there and let Gronk take on Von by himself. Like, I feel comfortable with that. But he can't do that all game. That's going to take away from the passing game.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know how this going to go. Man, Byron Leftwich better do something between him and Brady. They better collaborate and figure out how we're going to win this game after that. Like, we know how Green Bay plays, like, played them before. We don't know how the 49ers play. Ain't played them in a while. So, we got something to look forward to, just getting past them. So, yeah.
All right. So, that one. Yeah. All right. So, Mel, what Green Bay going to do?
We're going to smack the shit out of these bitches. I got a feeling. I don't want it to be close, man. I want to blow out. Blowouts. That's what I want. But realistically, if Bosa plays, who's the other person that's hurt?
Fred Warner.
Fred Warner. He already said he's playing.
And Bosa was just a concussion, right? And I think he's got a clear protocol. So he's going to play. I want them at full strength. I'm not the type that when people hurt, I want to beat you at full strength. So I want everybody to play because we got just about everybody coming back. So I just want my team to be as prepared as possible. And because it's Super Bowl or bust. I cannot believe Kyler threw that. That's crazy. I just saw the interception because I was at work when this draft happened. Why would he do that?
I've been saying this to Cardo for weeks.
D-Hop.
Why would there he you do go. That? That's
crazy. If he don't have D-Hop, he's very average. D-Hop is a bailout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He don't have that.
I see what he was trying to do, just throw the ball. But it was like, nah, bro, you don't have the arm strength for that. I mean, he does, but he doesn't. Just take, man, that was silly. But anyway, yeah, so my game, I'm nervous, 49 has been kicking our ass the shit last couple times. It don't matter if it's our house, their house, it don't matter. So I'm nervous, but I think we got it this time. I think because this is like our last dance, so they got to do it. They got to. We don't know. We're already $50 million over the cap already.
Damn. Y'all about to be under this year.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So it's like it's Super Bowl or bust because you don't know who's coming back. Unless they win, and Aaron
takes. I know 12 ain't coming back. I know 12.
12 coming back if they win.
No, 12 is out if they win.
No, 12 is coming back if they win. No. You gotta understand Aaron Rodgers' personality. He's a diva, but he doesn't want a big market team. So like a place like Denver would be perfect for him, right? Because like New York, the Cowboys, that's too much. Too much press, you know what I'm saying? Too much blame. He still need people to kiss his ass. So,
he's leaving the league.
He's not leaving the league regardless.
If y'all won the bowl, Aaron Rodgers is done.
Nah.
Okay.
That would be funny though.
He'd be a TV host. That would be
crazy.
Yeah,
he ain't get the job.
Jeopardy. He's going back to Jeopardy.
He didn't get the job, no.
Oh, damn. Yeah, he going to stay then.
I think he's staying regardless.
Yeah, get that money coming in.
You think he's staying regardless no matter what happens?
I just want us to destroy these fools, man. I'm just like, I'm watching all these other games, and I just see so many blowouts, and I'm just like, why can't we do this? Why do we always have to make everything so hard? We're better than a lot of these teams. I'm not saying we're better than everybody. You know what I'm saying? But to me, we can beat anybody. There's only like five teams I feel like that can beat anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, especially being healthy. Yeah.
Because we're not the another reason that makes me skeptical. We're not that physical team that we started out for like 6-7 weeks. Man, our defense used to be hitting. Used to be aggressive, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, we're getting picks and all that, but we're not, we let niggas just push us around. Like, I don't like that. You can't have that going into the playoffs. Like, you can't be soft going into the playoffs. And I feel like we're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, we soft right now. Zadarius is going to help with that, but who knows what he's going to look like being out almost a whole season. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah, he been out since like, I don't even know what week he went out. And then, what's the name, didn't have surgery, Zaire. You know, one little play. One little bump in the shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Not a word, but you don't know what he going to look like. You don't know what his rest going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man.
Damn.
One thing, we do have depth, though. That's the one thing I could say. So we'll see. I'm excited for it. Nervous, excited.
Who was it, Eric Stokes at the corner?
Yeah, he
was doing all right in place of him.
I
was gonna say real quick, let's do our picks for the game. Our early picks, because you know anything could change leading up to the weekend, but our early picks. So Bengals and Titans at 4:30 on Saturday. The spread is -3.5. Who y'all got?
Man, Derrick Henry coming back. Titans. I say like maybe 24-13.
Okay.
Damn, Henry back? Is Henry going to be 100% or?
I don't care if he's 70%.
Yeah, I mean, they may give Henry maybe 40% of the carries. But they, you know, they got Foreman too. Foreman been balling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
What week did he go out? What week he went out? Like week 6 or something like that? Week 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, Rick? He still had 1,000 yards.
He did have 1,000. Yeah, that's crazy.
He still had 1,000 yards.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's the all about it. Man.
Man.
I don't know. I got some slight faith in the Bengals. Like, I like their passing game. What man? Titans defense, nice. Game,
but what do Jamar Chase look like with a good corner on him? What do he look like?
Yeah.
And who's the good corner that's going to be on him though?
That's on the Titans. Yeah. But if they got to keep them off.
They don't have nobody on the Titans. Where they going to
feel? Yeah, except for
I'll be the first to say it, man. The Bengals going to win, man. I'll be the first to say it. Y'all playing scared.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I would say the Bengals going to go further than what people expect.
Now the Bengals playing with house money. It was a lot of pressure on them this week, but they won it. So it was like,
you know, the NFL would love a Bengals Chiefs rematch. Boy, that game is crazy.
Oh, I'm taking the Bengals again. I take the Bengals again, yeah.
But now the Bengals, they playing with house money. Like, okay, we got our win. Mm-hmm. So now we can just do whatever. And the Titans, they've been up and down all year. I know Henry coming back. But the Titans lost to the Jets.
I was about to say, yeah.
So... You got that on your resume. That means you liable to slip up.
Yeah.
And we'll see. I'm just banking on Derrick Henry coming back and looking decent.
I think Derrick Henry going to be okay, like health-wise, but I just like, even though, you know what I'm saying, his running style ain't like nothing like flashy, he's still going to be rusty. So we got to think about game speed for him and everything.
Oh
so.
Yeah, on a broken foot, yeah, that's different. That's true.
I'm going with the I would Bengals love, in a close one.
I would love for the Bengals to win so they could see the Chiefs. I need that game again.
Oh yeah,
I need it again.
I like that game.
Can you imagine that Bengals Chiefs?
You know they want one day.
Patriots. I'm not Patriots. Tampa Bay and Green Bay. That's magic right there.
The NFL Bay's
ratings and money. What?
Oh, yeah, that's all you about.
Man, the NFL is rubbing their hands right now, waiting for that.
Oh yeah, especially Vegas. Oh, they're going there. Love that.
What? Them two right there. That's the weekend right there.
It's probably just straight the NFC. They could probably look over Jamar Chase and them, but just that Green Bay Tampa Bay rematch from last year. I think that'd be more eyes on that jump.
Yeah, it's just a better storyline.
Mm-hmm. Like top two, quarterbacks and top offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Good defense. So you know the best going against one of the other best. So yeah, they more eyes will be on that one.
What's the Bengals seed? 4? What's that? They won their division, so they got to be.
Yeah, I think that was 4. 4? Yeah, I think it was 4. All right. So Saturday night, 49ers at Packers. The spread is -4.5. Of course, Green Bay is favorite. What are we thinking on that?
1.5.
I'm just going to say that. I don't want the 49ers to win. I don't want them to win. So, you know, I hate the Packers. You know, I got Aaron Rodgers. So. I'll hope for a tie, but you can't have a tie in the playoffs.
Why do you hate Aaron Rodgers, dog?
I don't know.
You know
what I call him. Don't get him started. Yeah, please.
You know what I call him. You don't have time to edit this stuff out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got the Packers. Let me say that. I got the Packers.
Packers. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with the Packers on that one. They can get their revenge.
Close game, Packers though.
I'm looking for revenge.
I got Packers by 3.
Yeah.
I got Packers by 3. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, it's gonna be probably one of the things they give it in Jimmy Garoppolo's hands at the
Listen,
end.
Jimmy G, he's not that good.
Yeah, he's gonna fumble it.
He's not that good. So yeah, I got Packers by 3. I think the Niners come out, run the ball a lot. I think it'd be low scoring and then Packers get their rhythm like second quarter.
Yeah, turn up
second quarter. I got the Packers
coming out slow just cause of rest. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's good to get the one seed. Yeah, it's good to get the one seed, but sometimes
yeah, it ain't
a little slow just because. Mm-hmm.
Cause they're coming off a loss, right? For the last game of the season.
We lost to the Lions. Yeah, to the Lions.
Yeah, so it's like, damn, you lose, and then you got like 2-3 weeks off, and come back playing a physical team.
Mm-hmm. That shows a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But we played our starters for a half though. I like that because our coach wanted to not play. I said, you can't play people for 3 weeks. That's right. Ridiculous. We already got 2 weeks off. Mm-hmm. So they played for like, I think it was like 29 snaps or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to Packers. I'm going to Packers.
All right. Rams at Bucks. Sunday, 3:30. Buccaneers are favored by 3.
Damn, favored by 3?
Yeah, -3.
So I'm gonna go with the squad as always. I think we get our revenge on them this game. Make Matthew Stafford look mediocre like he did in line with the Lions. We can make mistakes, throw picks. We do that, we good. Control the ball, keep away from Jalen Ramsey. Oh, we got the game. Suck up, don't mess up, we good.
You better hope y'all what was that left tackle play? Because otherwise, good luck to you, man, my brother.
Yeah, if Tristan Wirfs don't play, I think we can adjust. Because we got Gronk. He physical as tight end. Yeah, we still got two backups.
Man, Tom was getting touched in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we can't let him get that close so he can get touched in the fourth. Yeah, and hopefully
it's gonna be out of hand by the fourth.
Yeah, to take Tom out.
Yeah, he gotta be out of hand in the fourth.
You know, they're gonna probably try to hurt him, just how Philly was. Philly was playing dirty at the end of the game.
I don't like Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, Stafford, yeah, but okay, well, they be talking about him too much. He good, but
I don't like him. I just don't know about just Mike Evans out there. Like, y'all had like Godwin.
Okay, it's gonna be Big Mike. So Jalen Ramsey, lock Mike, him up 1-on-1.
And they didn't even have they had a couple players out tonight. Like Taylor Rapp didn't play. A couple of players didn't play tonight on their defensive side. I don't know. If y'all had more receivers, I probably would pick the Bucks. But I don't like Stafford though. Like,
yeah, that's all. I hate Stafford.
For me, it's all about when Stafford will crumble, because I feel like he's going to. If y'all was fully staffed, Rick, I'd probably pick y'all with ease.
With ease, exactly.
I don't know how Fournette going to be. If Wirfs play, I don't know how Wirfs are going to be. And just the lack of wide receivers bothers me.
Because we got, three running backs, Le'Veon back there now. It depends on how we utilize our running backs. Like, that'd be probably the key to victory. Instead of throwing it to the receivers, we got dink and dunk it downfield. Time management, just win it by just taking all the time off the clock.
I think it's going to be a really close game. I think the Bucs will win. I see the Bucs winning by, I'm thinking it's even close to, 1 point. I could see a last game-winning drive, game-winning touchdown. I picked the Rams to go to the Super Bowl, but I've learned over the years, you don't bet against the greatest white man to ever live. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. Don't ever bet against them.
And it's playoffs too. So it's just a different Brady.
They're at home in the playoffs. Also, too, you gotta factor in a West Coast team going to the East Coast. That time change affects some players. So
what's up with Richard Sherman?
He hurt too. He hurt for the season.
He his fucking Achilles or something. He's supposed to come back. This game?
Yeah, he put him on IR.
I think he's ready to come back. Either this game or next game.
That's crazy.
No, he went IR.
They put him back on IR again?
Yeah, he went IR. He's not coming back. He's done.
Because he played when Godwin got hurt. He was playing. Then he came back again when AB left the game before that we played. I think week 17, he had came back and played like 2-3 snaps, and that was it. But I don't know. Sherman a bum. I like Mike Edwards better than him. The one who caught that pick. I take him over Sherman. But if we had Sherman, I wouldn't mind having him back there at safety.
So everybody on the Bucks.
I got the Rams.
Going Rams? Oh, man.
I got the Rams.
If I was betting cash, I'm betting on Brady, but I'm going with the Rams just because, man, Tampa missing some pieces that are really important.
But you know how Brady do, though. Like, they'll find a nigga, seven-round receiver, and a nigga be out there dogging. Not his whole career. Just for the playoffs.
Just for the playoffs, yeah.
Just for the playoffs. Brady always got one step up. Just for the playoffs.
Get a nigga from Costco. catch three receptions. 66 yards and a touchdown.
That's all he need. That's all he need. Cause I know Tyler Johnson had that catch against, who was it, Washington? Ever since that catch, he was supposed to have been that slot receiver like Godwin, but he haven't shown up to be that.
Watch somebody, some random nigga for the Buccaneers gonna get a touchdown. Watch.
You know what? All right, I'm gonna say right now it's gonna be the little speedy dude, Cyril Grayson.
Terrell Grayson,
the little fast dude. He gonna have another good game, either between him or. I don't believe in Perryman, man. I'm gonna say Grayson. He gonna get that sneaky touchdown.
I'm gonna write that down because when they open up the books, mm-hmm. pick him anytime touchdown. So real Grayson, watch gonna get that shit. That's what Brady real, does, huh?
Like, real Grayson.
They'll bring in. They'll have a nigga in there. He'll have like 10 catches for the entire season. Mm-hmm. Somebody get hurt. He come in the playoffs. He dogging shit.
Mm-hmm. I see. After AB went out, Grayson scored a game winning. I'm saying touchdown. Go up.
That's what Brady does, man. And he even said they asked him about it. He said, I tell my players just be ready because you never know when time coming. Just be ready. If you ready, then I'm gonna find you. And that's exactly what he does. Shit, crazy. Damn.
If they don't drop no passes, I think we'll take this. Tyler Johnson can't drop no passes. Perryman can't let nothing go through his fingers. So that's might get a pick. Yeah, we should be good to control the clock.
Yeah. As soon as they open up the Cyril Grayson, that's gonna be my pick.
He gonna be the key X factor. Yeah.
And in the Big last Mike game,
Jalen gonna fight,
huh?
Big Mike and Jalen Ramsey gonna fight.
Oh yeah, I hope we do and get Ramsey up out of there. And then that's game over. you gonna throw it all over.
Mike Evans probably gonna fuck Jalen Ramsey. Yeah, Mike Evans biggest shit.
Yeah, I don't like Ramsey. Man, he be talking shit too much. He be getting on people's face like, man, you better stop playing with Big Mike, though. See what Big Mike did to Marshawn Lattimore. You better watch out.
All right, last game. Bills at Chiefs. This is going to be a hell of a game, I think.
This game come on? Sunday?
Sunday at 6:30.
Bills going to get that one.
Ooh, we got the Bills?
I'm gonna go Bills. Get their payback.
Man,
I like Mahomes, but I don't know.
Definitely the Chiefs. Chiefs. Two touchdowns.
Oh,
damn! Chiefs by two. Okay.
Not two.
For me, nigga, you do your own thing. I said for me.
Josh Allen was looking good, scrambling, looking like Lamar. Yeah,
like 7 yards rush, something like that.
Mm-hmm. He was juking and everything. juking niggas.
Raise his ass.
I wish Buffalo had Tre'Davious. I'm going Chiefs. By like 7.
Yeah, man, this shit tough, bro.
Just can't get out of hand. If they get out of hand, then yeah, Chiefs gonna blow them out. So if they keep it close, I got the Bills taking if it's a close game.
Well, I already said don't want to pick against Brady because of Brady's history. Man, oh man. I'm gonna have to go Chiefs.
Okay.
The spread is 2.5. I say Chiefs by six. I think they just got at the end of the day, Mahomes just got too many weapons right now.
Mm-hmm. I say, yeah.
It's gonna be a tough game.
I think that was gonna be a lot closer than what people expect too.
Yeah,
I think that one might probably be one of the lowest scoring games for the weekend.
That's a game I could see going into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like the Chiefs can throw the ball, of course. Their running game isn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
Bills' defense, they give up a lot of rushing yards, but they don't give up a lot of passing yards. So it's just going to be It's gonna be one of them, like,
yeah, their safety's nice, so getting it downfield. I'm saying when Mahomes gonna try to force it, then you're gonna force interceptions,
right?
Try to force feed Hill and Kelsey.
That's gonna be tough, man. That's gonna be tough
because of that. But they got scoring offense too, so can the Chiefs stop Stephon Diggs and them? Like what they've been doing?
Yeah, because I mean Buffalo, they got some receivers low key too.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be a good one, but we'll see. I think the Chiefs are anxious to get back to the Super Bowl, so I think they're gonna come out. Ready to rock, but I think it's just going to be a back and forth, a lot of field position. So, well, those are the games. So, we'll probably try to do another show before the games get started, either Friday or Saturday, and we'll see what everybody picks did. Real quick before we finish up, anybody got anything random, like a quick random that they want to talk about?
Yeah, man, I heard about this Drake with the hot sauce thing a week or so ago. I didn't really pay no attention to it. I just hear random shit and just brush it off real. But come to find out, somebody told me what actually happened. Like, what's going on with females out here? Like, if females that desperate for the come up, like,
yeah, you know, this happened before. Mm-hmm. Was it a basketball player or football player where? Like, yeah, somebody took the condom out of the trash can, and yeah, she got pregnant. He had to pay her child support.
Wow,
that's crazy. But now, what I'm saying, but on top of her trying to finesse and get a baby by him, like, but now she's suing. So it's like, what? I put the hot sauce in the condom to kill the sperm, put it in the trash can. You go in the trash can, get it, try to insert it in yourself, burn your pussy up.
And now you're suing. But technically, that's still his property. So how could she even do that? That's his.
She's just trying to get any type of money that she can.
Mm-hmm.
That's her dumb ass.
You should have flushed that joint down the toilet and took that chain, stopping that joint up.
That's crazy. But yeah, that was just my random shit. Like, I didn't really know the details of what actually happened. But I thought Drake was trying some new flash shit or something. You know, nigga always want to be first nigga to do some shit. Like, but I know he was trying to kill the sperm. That's crazy.
I ain't know hot sauce did that anyway.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm not even trying to tell. Like, that's use the condom, take it off, and then go to the kitchen and get the hot sauce. Like, you got a hot sauce packet on you? Like, how does that work?
Now he got one of them little tiny Tabasco bottles that we're using our oysters, the little small joints. Yeah, they're going in his pocket.
What's a little commercial be saying? We put that shit on everything.
Oh yeah, Eli.
Yeah, Drake a wild boy. But I mean, it probably helped him out because she was trying to get that come up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, literally.
Come up, yeah.
Literally, come up.
All right, man. Well, we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. Y'all be safe. Omicron and whatever else variant, they still running wild out here. So y'all just be safe, man. And thank y'all once again for tuning in. And we're going to try to come back at y'all before the games on this weekend just to go over some last minute things. But as always, appreciate y'all for checking us out. Like, share, subscribe. We're on all social media. Well, we're on Instagram, Facebook. Let people know. And y'all have a great night. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace and love, y'all.
Peace.